very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, June the 23rd, 2016. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the challenges and the successes faced by women in the diaspora. What are your views on the issue? To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. And as you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 5940 kilohertz Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day, Pano Pachinache Madzimai. And on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com. And don't forget, you can also get us on www.voandebele.com. And just to remind you, we are now live streaming, so you can join in the conversation right now on Facebook. Like our pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, so we can have a chat with you. So join us right now as we live stream.
Homelink is meant to assist Zimbabweans in the diaspora by providing services and products for their needs. Currently, we are offering money transfer services. We are also into mortgage financing. We also offer facilities where we can assist you managing your properties at home by collecting your rentals and depositing them in an account, or you advise us how you want to utilize the rentals and we'll do accordingly. Homelink is a private registered company but wholly owned by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. There are priorities which have been given to the banks as to how funds are remitted outside Zimbabwe. The law does not forbid remitting rental money outside Zimbabwe. So depending with your bank and the priorities which are in line with your bank, you can still remit money outside Zimbabwe if you apply. All you need is to do a formal application through your bank. You can use, if you send your money using Western Union from outside Zimbabwe, then you receive your money through any of our 29 outlets which are in Zimbabwe. And these are branded as EasyLink money transfer agencies. If you are in the cities, you will mostly find them within OK Supermarket. But we also have standard loan branches. Currently, as Homelink, we have a development in Tinwald where we have serviced 181 stands. And these stands are now up for sale. You can then decide to buy your stand, pay for your stand over a period of 5 years, then start constructing thereafter. Or you can still buy your stand and start constructing immediately. We will be giving you funding to purchase the stand and for the construction. If you are interested in a finished product, you can then go into the market, identify a property which we can then assist you purchase, and then you repay over a period of 10 years at an interest rate of 10%. This is a special interest rate for people in the diaspora because, as you are aware, interest rates in the market currently in Zimbabwe prevailing are between 14 and 20%. Stands varying from about 300 square meters are ranging from about 19,000, depending with the size of stand, because they go as far as 1,500 square meters, where you are likely to purchase a stand around the 38-40s.
And tunoramba tichidzokera kumusha kunonana sekuru nagogo saka toramba tichitaura shona chero kana tiri pamba or tikabuda tichitaura shona kana tiri tese. Ndakapedza high school saka ndauda kuenda ku university kuno study business ku Temple University saka ndaka graduate from high school recently. Akakosha nokuti vana vemunomu vanoda kusiyana nechikoro and avadi kucontinua ne chikoro chavo. Asi vana veku Zimbabwe vade expected nema parents avo kuti vapedze chikoro so that vanokwanisa kuenda ku university. Ndoda kungovaudza kuti vaimpresse the fact that vari muZimbabwe and vari mune foreign nation, yes, but it's very good kuti ungova munhu anoshowa and representing your culture. Obatsira iwewe kuti uwane your independence through your culture.
Welcome. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the challenges and successes faced by women in the diaspora. What are your views on the issue?
Marvelous Zimbabwean women from different Christian denominations from America, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Zimbabwe recently convened in Delaware in the United States for a four-day interdenominational conference, which ended this last Sunday.
And PJ, as you know, the annual conference is the vision of Pastor Marvelous Ndlovu. I know I share this the same first name, but definitely not me, from Indiana. And she brought women together to fellowship and share business ideas and products and services targeted at Zimbabweans, especially women.
Yes. And during the conference, Zimbabwe showcased some young clothing designers like Edna Ndebele, based in Ohio, and Patricia Katana in Pennsylvania. And during the conference again, some Zimbabwean children took vows to remain celibate, which became one of the highlights of the event.
Yes, sir, PJ, and as you know, we saw some very young Zimbabweans doing some modeling, or you know, for clothes for the designers. And I actually had the opportunity to speak to 18-year-old aspiring fashion model herself, Michelle Mateta, who wooed people at the conference while modeling Edna Ndebele's designs. She's actually called Nyasha. So let's hear from Nyasha what she had to say about Edna Ndebele's designs.
I was modeling a design created by Edna Ndebele, and this design is very elegant. It's very artistic, and I love the design and the patterns that are on it, and how the dress just flares to the bottom and has a mermaid style. I stay in Pennsylvania, but I'm also Zimbabwean, and I love modeling, and I love just showing and embracing my culture. I just recently graduated from high school, so I'm going to attend Temple University during the fall in August.
And how does that feel, graduating university? I know here they really regard it very highly. Why do you think that is? Because in Zimbabwe, it's a given. Every child should graduate high school.
I think here it's more appreciated because a lot of students drop out or make mistakes in the middle of their high school path. But in Zimbabwe, a child is expected to finish high school and finish school and then go on with their life and do what they want to do.
That the PJ was Nyasha Mateta, who we saw modeling the designs of Edna Ndebele at the Women of Dominion Conference. And meanwhile, another Zimbabwean, Sengerita Sangaza, says she has taken to selling jewelry to supplement her income. And also she's involved in projects supporting those living with albinism. Let's also hear from her, you know, what she's doing herself as a woman and also to help Zimbabwe.
Last year, I had the desire to sell Premier because of the love that this company has. Premier Designs is more than just a company. I started in 1985 by Andy and Honor. The reason why they started Premier Designs was to help other women who cannot work so that they can, you know, be able to get some money by selling jewelry. Premier Designs is a golden guarantee. If anything happens to the piece or a stone breaks, you can return it without any charge. And the other thing with Premier Designs is that you also earn free jewelry for yourself, and you also get 50% of your retail price.
And also, you're from Zimbabwe. Are there any other projects that you're doing here or in Zimbabwe to help others in Zimbabwe?
Yes. This year, I spoke to Dr. Natai, and we're doing a fundraising for all the people, the albinos in Zimbabwe. So we were able to auction part of our jewelry to help those people in Africa so that they can be able to buy lotions and glasses.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? How did you get here?
I got here in 1985, and I went to school. I did my associate degree in business, and then after that, I decided to pursue with my education. I did my bachelor's. As soon as I was done with my bachelor's, I worked on my master's degree, which I'm going to be completing in a month's time.
And why is it important for you to start another business besides what you do on your, in your day-to-day life?
Because with Premier, I also want to touch other people in Africa so that they can also be able to sell the jewelry and earn some money. Some of the people who cannot find jobs, you can do your own business.
We heard there from Sengerita Sangaza, a Zimbabwean woman who was also showcasing some of the wares that she is selling at the Women of Dominion International Conference in Delaware, which recently ended on Sunday. PJ.
Yeah. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, uhlelo
Forward in Faith, the meeting coming up next week.
Yeah, okay. Beze nkohliwe, kulo mhlangano owenziwayo ngeviki ezayo ngali impela sonto elandelayo. This weekend, Forward in Faith leader Ezekiel Guti is expected in Atlanta, Georgia, where thousands of Zimbabwean women in the diaspora are expected to participate.
Yes, what? Tell us your views on the issue. And before we carry on with you, PJ, let's just hear a little bit from Cynthia Murray to liven up the show a little bit.
Moto wakunga ubira bira bira ay ga ubira bira bira moto wakunga ubira bira bira ay ga ubira bira bira makadiva tereri ndini wenyu Cynthia Murray muimbo wa Zimbabwe musakangano kuterera women's round table china choga choga muna marvelous mutlanga Nyahuye na Plaxedis Jeremiah, pano pa Studio 7. Moto wakunga ubira bira bira ay ga ubira bira bira moto wakunga ubira bira bira ay ga ubira bira bira.
Yeah, umculo omnandi lo esuzwe ku Cynthia Murray. Siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Uhlelo asihluzeni bomama kumsakazo wakho we Studio 7 e Voice of America. Lamhlanje lokho sigcwele izibusiso, liyabona lana ukuthi vele siyakhanya. We've got the light. Ngoba sivela emhlanganweni lo o Women of Dominion International obusenzelwa esigabeni seDelaware khona lapha eMelika. Lapho ke obekubuthanise abesifazane omama abasezigabeni ezehlukeneyo zeMelika, abanye basuke eZimbabwe, abanye njalo basuke eSouth Africa, abanye basuke eCanada, abanye basuka eBrithani belande umhlangano lo. Umhlangano lo ubengwabomama abakhonza inkonzo ezehlukeneyo kodwa ezesiKristu. Lapha bebebuthene nje ukuthi bakhonze uNkulunkulu wabo lalo babekhatshana lekhaya, bekhonza ngolimi lokucula ingoma esasizicula ngasekhaya. Sibe lethuba elihle kakhulu ukuba khona emhlanganweni munye, mina lo Marvelous kade sikhona khona ngale. Kube kuhle kakhulu kube lezibusiso endindingimba yomhlangano lo ibiyi-showers of blessings, okutsho ukubana izibusiso. Ye, ngizwa kuthiwa owaqala obekhona obengumhlonitshwa kule i-conference usekhona ecingweni Marvelous.
Aiwa, Iroida maPJ, nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa isu mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai ekuZimbabwe ari kunze kwenyika. Asi nasi hatisi kunyanyotaura zvakawanda nekuti taita rombo rakanaka kuti tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga parizvino Pastor Rudo Rwizi, avo vachange vane musangano iwo mukuru unobva iwo we Forward in Faith Ministry ku Atlanta, Georgia. PJ, wotitambirirawo Pastor Rwizi.
Tinokugashirai Pastor Rwizi pachirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much Mazvita. Makadini.
Aiwa, tiri pedu makadiwo nemadendere. Titsanangurirei tisati taenda kumusangano wamuchaita svondo rino iri kupera kwesvondo, imboti idede pane zvakaitika svondo rapfuura iri pamakanga muri guest speaker pamusangano weWomen of Dominion.
Ndinotenda zvikuru. Actually musangano uyu uriko vhiki iro rino. Kutaura kwandiri kuita izvozvizvi vanhu vari kutosvika, tiri kutoungana pomusangano. Tinotanga nhasi manheru tichipedza musi weSunday. Asi ndinoda kutenda Mwari for the opportunity to be a part of the Women of Dominion Conference, wakanga uriko svondo rapera kuDelaware. This was the first conference of this kind that I had attended. Asi ndakabvako, in as much as I was guest speaker, ndakabvako ndadzidza zvikuru And I said to myself when I was coming from the conference, Mwari ndinoda kukutenda ine mukana wekunodzidza, if anything more than kunodzidzisa. Kuona madzimai vane nzara yaMwari vakaungana pamwe chete vachikurudzirana kuita zvakanaka, vachikurudzirana kunamata Mwari. For me, that was life changing.
Mhm. Tinoona Pastor Rwizi Matimi wenyu musangano uri kutotanga nhasi vasvika here munyarikani wenyu vari kubva kumusha timbotitsanangura iyo papo.
Tiri kuvatarisira nhasi uno nekuda kwekuwanda kwebasa. Tiri kuvatarisira nhasi uno. Asi chandinoda kutaura zvichida pamwe pano kana kunge pane asingavazivi asi baba namai kuti vanhu vaMwari. Baba kuti vane makore 67 vachiparidza. He is 93 years old, but he is continuing to preach the word of God. As we speak, they planted churches in more than 120 nations and states, and they are still going, opening churches, reaching out to the lost, and empowering. Zvikuru sei chimwe chinhu chandinotenda for their lives. There are people who have empowered women in a tremendous way. In a way that picks a woman from being someone anotarisirwa pasi, anoshorwa, odzidziswa, opiwa simba, riri maari raakasikwa maari, oriliswa kuita basa raMwari, oriliswa to do things. We've seen business women, we've seen great preachers from their ministry that they've given birth to and nurtured. Saka, I have a high, high respect for the call of God upon their life. Ininiwo kutotaura kwandiri kuita ikoko kunzwa kuti ndaita guest speaker apa, ndaita guest speaker apa, ndiri musikana akanhongwa kune vaive kuwoman of dominion, ndakatsanangura a little bit of my background, ndichitsanangura kuoma kweupenyu hwangu ndichikura. Asi when I gave my life to Christ, ndikatanga kunamata nekushanda muungano iyo ye Forward in Faith, ndakasimudzirwa upenyu hwangu kusvika ndive pandiri nhasi uno. Ndinazvo zvandinonongedza kuti ichi ndakachidzidziswa. I was told to be confident of myself. I was told my story can transform other people's life. And for me, ndo zvandiri kumhanya nazvo izvozvo, kuti iwe hazvinei kwawakabva, hazvinei kuti waitarisirwa pasi sei, hazvinei waitambudzika sei. Mudzimai maari asangana naJesu anogona kusimuka akaita chimwe chinhu chinoshamisa.
Munogona Pastor Rwizi kumbotitaurawo iyo nyaya yeupenyu hwenyu, nekuti vazhinji vanoti ndingazvigonawo here ini ndiri muno mudiaspora, ndatanga basa handisati ndaane mapepa zvakadai nezvakadai. Imboshingisei vamwe vakateerera pari zvino.
Inini ndakaberekwa ndiri mwana wechi7 mumhuri yevana 10. Ndiri nemusikana mukuru, vakuru vakanga vari vakomana. Saka saizvozvo mai vangu nababa vangu, baba vangu vai tinongoziva vamwe vakakurira mumhuri dzekuAfrica kana kuti kuZimbabwe uko, vana baba inini baba vangu vairova mai, vaituka mai, vaimadoro, vaiita zvemamwe madzimai pasaidi, zvekuti ndichikura handina kumbonyatsa kunzwa rudo rwababa rwekuti ndingati baba vandirera vandiitira zvakati, kusvika vazosiyana after having 10 children. Saka inonzi nhamo takaiona, kunonzi kutambudzika takakuona. Tikaenda kuchikoro tichidzidziswa nehanzvadzi dzangu hombe dziya, vakatora vakadhividhirana vana vese vadiki kwavari. Uyu odzidzisa uyu, uyo odzidzisa uyu, todhividhirana fedha kusvikira inini pandakapedza chikoro ndakazopinzawo vanina vangu vekupedzisira matwinzi chikoro. Vaakutopedza zvavo vangu va mufomu 3. Asi ndo madzidziro atakaita from there. Nekuda kwemakuriro nekusagashirika ikoko, ndakabva ndakura ndiine an inferiority complex, ndichizvitarisira pasi, ndichifunga kuti kune vamwe vari nani, kune vamwe vakadai. Ndichiti ndikabvunzwa kuti ungadei muupenyu, ndinogara ndichisekesa vanhu kuti ndaiudza vanhu kuti ndikangowana zvangu necklace kana wachi nemagirazi inini ndatopfuma, nekuti ndaiti ndikaona munhu ane izvozvo ndotomuyeva. Handina kumboziva kuti Mwari ane zvimwe zvikuru zvaanga akandirongera. Asi ndakura ndamusikana ndakuita form 5. Kubva ndasangana neaiparidza Jesu, kubva ndapa upenyu hwangu kuna Jesu. Kubva ipapo, kubva ndatanga kuparidzirwa ndichijekeserwa musoko raMwari, who I am in Christ, kuti handisi wepasi pasi kuti background yangu haigoni kuaffecta ramangwana kuti ndiri musoro handisi muswe kuti ndiri mutungamiriri handisi wekupedzira it doesn't matter kuti handina kukura ne background yaiombererwa vanhu maoko kana kuti kuti pane munhu aitondichivawo kuti dai ndikavasa nhingi asi ndikatanga kutenda soko ramwari ndikatanga kuudzwa kunzi unogona ndikatanga kurwa nemweya wekuzvitarisira pasi iko zvinoka I believe that I can do anything.
Mato overseer iko zvino izvi handiti.
Iko zvino ndave overseer who is overseeing right now in the southeast coast of Atlanta. Overseeing four churches, different states. When I was overseer in the United Kingdom, we were overseeing 33 churches, the whole of West Midlands. Saka indi noti namwari. Hakuna chisingabviri.
Zvinogoneka.
Zvinogoneka.
Aiwa tombo.
Tombo zvitarisa kuti vari kuomberera inini kuti ndasvika shuwa. Inini chaije vanozeya kwandakabva. Asi ndobva ndaona kuti Mwari mukuru.
Aiwa.
Inspector of persons of background.
Tombo kubatai muromo ipapo timbonzwa kamutakunanzwa karumbo kaifarirwa nevazhinji iko ku Women of Dominion yatava tiri kutaura iyi. Some interesting music there coming from some of the participants at the Women of Dominion International Conference, which just ended in Delaware. But PJ, let's not forget our live streamers. Right now, I have a message. We have Priscilla Zaranyika, who's watching with us. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Priscilla Zaranyika. And we also have a message from Mukoma Harris Magushe Charambeni. He's saying it's not easy as many people imagine. You're always on your own. Forget tea ne chingwa kuseni, sadza maskati, sadza maneru, nekurara. Hakuna madiruku. Kana usina basa, hauko. He's talking about the diaspora. So
yeah.
We want to welcome all the people that are joining, you know, our live stream right now. PJ, over to you.
Yeah. Sewulo, nkosikazi matibone sadzwaka. Akade khona la emhlanganeni lo Women of Dominion eDelaware. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Phone ameno PJ shall we I think we also have another person on the line. We have a designer from Pennsylvania, Patricia Katana, while we fix the phone of our guest, Matone Sadzwaka. Yeah. Hello, Patricia.
Hello.
How are you?
Muse, muse, bakadi.
Aiwa, atiriwadi. Ndiwe mumwe we avo vangavari ku Women of Dominion. Watakaona muchiita imi zvekusona nekugadzirisa hembe muchi modela moda. Chimbotitsana ngura kuti zviri kufamba sei?
It's a very interesting journey. It's something zvandinofarira kuita. Kusona tonk ndakango kura ndichingofarira zvekusona kuti chiri ku primary chaiko inoziya zvekuti inozi yainzi chiko fashion and fabrics. Because ndakaenda ku primary school ku Wadlaf. Ndakambosona sketi ikoko pandakazoenda ku high school ku Avondale, St. John's ku Avondale. Ndaisona futi and I remember classmates maticha wedu anga ari very strict taitichwa nemanani ku St John's Angel Catholic School saka waita ukabendesa line of ones and pick ini ndaizotadza kusona zvangu ndichisonera vamwe ma straight lines ezvinhu zvavaita line pa table pangu achikumbira kuti ndivasonere. So after I finished high school, ndakazoti, let me do fashion designing. So ndaisona ndiri ku Zimbabwe. Pandakauya kuno kubva ndangofunga ndikati, hembe dzekusona munomudza hembe dzakachipa rega ndingosiyana nazvo. But I just started like 5 months ago. It's very interesting. Ikoko Women of Dominion, I met a lot of people, interesting people, successful people, and I was able to get a lot of orders, including a wedding in August.
Congratulations.
I really want to thank Women of Dominion, especially Mazimai Ekuno Pennsylvania, Kaita to Women of Dominion, Iwi Ekuno. And that was my first time attending. So, you know, like I said, conference, Ipapo, when I gave a little speech, anything is possible with God. And also, you can do it. Because for me to go back to sewing, I was encouraged by my daughter. And I can take it on shin. Like three, 5 years ago, but I'm going to take it. And then my sister is always motivating me. And I'm just like, oh, Gona, you can do it. You can do it. So just having people that believe in you, it can take you, you know, places. And then I have a very, very, very wonderful 16-year-old daughter. She's my quality control. And yeah, I'm picking everything. So I have
That's nice.
And I'm going to go to the
Aiwa dzokerai kwaari munonyatso explaina kuti aiwa mwanangu pakareshwa nekuti zvinhu zvava zvati one day
asi vataura paradio ipapa saka jikerere rese nevanga vasiko kumusangano matoita acknowledge
chikwadi.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Aiwa, batai makadaro. PJ, maybe we can just have one other song before we go on break.
Tuonesa is back on the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try
her. Siyakwamukela nkosikazi Tswaka Mampofu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, akusichazisele wena ububuye emhlanganeni lo ngamfahla-fahla ngamancinyane kuphela ngoba sokusele imizuzu kumbe emithathu ukuze siqamule uhlelo. Ukuthi ubone njani umhlangano lo njoba nobuye okwakuqala?
Umhlangano lo ngubone uyimpumelelo emangalisayo ebantwini abangomama.
Yeah.
Ngoba ngifunde okuningi. Ngifunde ukuthi umama ungahlali phansi. Kumele usukume uphume uhlangane labanye umama. Ngoba nxa uhlezi phansi awungeke ufunde lutho. Ngifunde okuningi omama behlangana especially ngoNkulunkulu. Ngifunde ukuthi akulanto ngaphansi kwelanga ehlula uNkulunkulu.
Yeah. Wena ubuvele ngapi vele?
Mina ngisuka eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngihlala okwamanje eSouth Africa.
Yeah. Uzwe njani lo mhlangano ukuzuza ubuye ufike lapha ufinyelele ufike eMelika?
Umhlangano lo ngatelwa ngomunye umngani wami okhonza eVayosa. Wathi kuzabe kulo mhlangano wabomama eUSA. Ngaqala ngacabanga ngathi kambe umuntu onjengami ongelalutho angahamba ayefika eUSA. Kuyenzakala khonokho kodwa ngakhuleka kuNkulunkulu ngathi uNkulunkulu ngilesi fiso sokuthi ngiyabona ukuthi kape mama laba benzani kwenzakalani. UNkulunkulu wanginikeza amandla nga-aplayelile kuzeni i-visa lakho ngikhuleka kubo labo mama be-prayer band yakithi ukuthi ngicela lingikhulele ngiye emahhofisini amakhulu ngamkadinga i-visa ukuthi uNkulunkulu amvulele iminyango la manje uNkulunkulu wamvulela iminyango.
Bamba khona lapho sesisehlukanisa uhlelo sesisiya ngale kwemizuzu yamashumi amathathu sisebule njini. Yeah.
Yes, PJ, while we wait to migrate to the internet where we're live streaming, we have Prince Herbert who's saying it's hard, it's never the same when you can't speak your own language, you can't express yourself much as you can in Shona, and the food is different. It's not easy being in the diaspora, and he's in California. So thank you, Prince Herbert, for joining our live streaming. And would also like to thank our guests. Please hold on and stay on the line as we migrate to the internet. We're going to be live streaming on our Facebook pages and also on www.voazimbabwe.com. So please stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. asilindene ukuba singene kuhlelo olulandelayo kuhlandla elilandelayo kodwa sesivalelisana lalabo abaseredweni. Lingakhohlwa ukubana siya live streamer ku Facebook.